Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Coach, you got a minute? I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Well, if it's humanly possible and within my power, I'd be happy to do you a favor, Dobby.
Well, I was just wondering if you could have a brief conversation with Judy without making fun of her.
No can do, Dobby.
See, the reason I'm asking is, Judy needs to talk to you about Mrs. Thorkelson's 60th birthday plans. And, well, if you make fun of her like you always do, she's going to be mad. And then we'll have a lousy time at lunch. And I hate to spend $4 at Cheesesteak Charlie's and have it turn into something unpleasant.
Well, you're going to be with Judy. Isn't it already going to be unpleasant?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, well, I know what you're talking about, Dob, and I'll send her in. I'll do my best.
Okay. Morning, Hayden.
Morning, Judy.
Appreciate you taking the time out to see me.
I always have time for a professional colleague. By the way, that is a lovely pair of sweatpants you have on.
Is that some kind of crack about the way I dress?
No. No, it's a compliment. Keeping your legs covered up shows very good taste.
Well, why don't you show some good taste and put a bag over your head?
Hey, hey, hey. We're trying to get along here. Where is that coming from?
I am not one of your blockhead football players, Hayden. I know when I'm being put down.
Well, first of all, Judy, you can't be put down without a permit from the forestry department. And second of all, I wouldn't be calling my football players blockheads if I was coaching them pituitary pinheads you call a girl's basketball team.
A melon head.
Oh, you little stork face.
Yeah, goober brain.
Yeah, banana neck.
Well, it was a baby step, but I think there was improvement.
Your speech for the Kiwanis Club.
Oh, thank you.
Will you be needing anything else?
You're here till 5, right?
Right.
Well, if I need anything in the next 3 minutes, I'll call you.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Thorkelson.
Hi, Luther.
You smell good today. What is that?
I don't know. I've had a little touch of a cold, so I've got some mentholatum on my chest.
Yeah, that must be it. Boy, that was close. Do you think she suspects today is her birthday?
What?
I know she knows today is her birthday. I just hope she doesn't suspect we're giving her a surprise party. Well, you see what we got for her. She's gonna love this. Look.
A nightgown?
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
From the football department?
She got to sleep in something. I think it's lovely. Feel how soft it is.
Let's see how soft it is.
Look, I even had a monogram.
M.T.?
Yeah, Mrs.
No, Mrs. Thorkelson.
Everybody's in the team room. Get Mrs. Thorkelson down here.
Yeah, you call her, and we'll all yell surprise when she comes in.
Dobber, wait a minute. Why are you taking those stinking towels into the team room? They smell like a locker room.
These aren't just stinking towels, Coach. I got the cake in here.
Well, this ought to be really festive. Yeah, hi, Mrs. Thorkelson. Yeah, I did think of one more thing. Hey, listen, could you bring me down a glass of water? Yeah, seriously, I got some phlegm in my throat and I can't get it down.
Thanks.
Surprise!
Wait a minute, it's not her.
Surprise!
It's not her, it's not her.
Oh, Christine, I didn't know you were coming down here.
Well, sure, I wouldn't miss this.
Did you bring a present? Because I don't want to put my name to that stupid thing Luther bought.
Well, I got her a sachet.
Oh, geez, is that a feminine product?
No.
Oh, great, sign me up.
Hey, what's that smell?
Yeah, hey, I thought I told you to get rid of those stinking towels.
I did. It's a cake.
Hi, Miss Darkelson.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
I don't know what to say. I'm over. Here's your water. How's your phlegm?
Fine. Why don't you open a gift? Somebody give her a gift.
This is from the women's basketball team.
Oh, I can't believe you girls.
Yeah, aren't they enormous?
It's beautiful. To Alma, we treasure the time we spend with you. Oh, you girls are the best.
Oh. Yeah, Miss Sarkis, open this next. This is from the football department.
No, it's not. It's from Luther.
Oh. My.
A nightgown?
You chose this, Luther?
No, actually, I had a little help from Monique in Intimate Apparel.
It's lovely. It's even my size.
I held it up to a little short dummy.
It's just lovely. It's so you, Luther.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, everybody. I'm so overcome. My eyes are welling up with tears.
Well, that could be the cake.
Safe to cross the hall. I don't want Mrs. Torkelson to see me.
Why not?
Get in!
What's going on, Luther?
Oh, I've done a terrible thing, hey.
What'd you do?
Oh, God, I can't even say it. This is the worst thing I've ever done in my life, Hayden. Okay, shh. Don't open it. Ask who it is.
Who is it?
Mrs. Torkelson.
Oh, God. I'm not here. You didn't see me. Swear on your life.
Oh, Luther.
Swear!
I swear! Hello, Miss Torkelson.
I hope I'm not bothering you. I didn't realize your door was locked. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
It's just that you never lock your door. I thought maybe something was wrong.
No, nothing wrong. Yeah, I just, locked it because, I needed to, okay?
Okay.
So, listen, Miss Torkelson, I don't mean to be abrupt, but what the hell do you want?
I want to thank you for the lovely party yesterday. It really is probably the best birthday I've ever had. By the way, is Luther in?
No. I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, I wanted to thank him, too, for the party and nightgown, everything. I baked him some muffins.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, I'll see that he gets them.
Well, I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing. When you see Luther, ask him to stop by my cubicle, will you?
Sure.
Should I lock this?
It's fine. I'm done.
Thanks for covering.
Yeah, great. Now, sweet Mrs. Torkelson thinks I'm a pervert. What the hell's going on?
Oh, Hayden. I made a terrible mistake. I don't know how to fix it.
Well, what did you do?
Oh, Hayden. Last night, after the birthday party, I took Mrs. Torkelson home.
What do you mean, you took Mrs. Torkelson home?
I mean, I took her. Her car broke down, and she asked me if I'd take her home. And so I did. And as we were sitting in her driveway, we got to talking, and the longer we talked, the colder it got.
in the car, and she asked me if I'd like to come up for a while.
You went up to Mrs. Torkelson's apartment? Well, go on.
She asked me if I'd like to have a glass of sherry. You know, I figured it's her birthday. She was alone. I was just going to go home, give Quincy his worm pills. It's not like I was looking for any kind of trouble. You know, the sherry, it came in this enormous bottle shaped like a fish. She won it on a cruise. I guess she was saving this for a special occasion. And I was it.
What are you saying, Luther?
I'm saying we kept the marlin a few times and we talked some more. And the next thing I knew, she was wearing a birthday present.
Are you telling me that and Mrs. Torkelson...
Hey!
For crying out loud, Luther!
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Torkelson is the sweetest, dearest person I know. She's like my favorite aunt. She's like Eleanor Roosevelt, and you're telling me to...
Say it, Hayden! Say it! We made whoopee! We dig the big whoop-de-doo! She rang the fire bell. I answered the call. I mean, if we're going to talk about it, let's call it by its real name.
Well, how could you?
It was a moment, Hayden. It was a moment. It was a magical moment. I mean, one minute we were sitting there on the couch, draining the fish and listening to Tony Bennett. The next thing I knew, I had my arm around her and my thermal underwear was hanging over her lampshade.
Hear this?
Oh, what am I gonna do, Hayden? I see her every day. I'm not looking for a big romance.
Who said anything about a big romance? You just spent one night with her.
Oh, she baked for me, Hayden. Those are love muffins.
You don't know for a fact those are love muffins. Maybe they're sex muffins. Maybe they're just blueberry muffins. You don't know what they mean.
Well, how am I gonna find out? I can't even look her in the face.
Well, you can't keep avoiding her, Luther. You know, I think you're blowing this whole thing out of proportion. You know, sex has changed a lot since the last time you had it.
Boy, I don't know. It seemed the same to me.
I'm talking about people's attitudes. You know, women feel a lot different about sex these days. It's no longer this romantic, magical thing for them anymore. I mean, it can be just as meaningless for them now as it is for us.
I'm from a different generation, Hayden, and so is Mrs. Torkelson. I guess it's Alma now. I mean, this wasn't a casual thing to her. You should have seen the way she was looking at me when we were taking a bath.
Geez, thanks for another great picture, Luther. Huh?
Coach Fox.
Oh, God, there she is. I'm out of here.
No, you're not. You're going to wait here and see how things stand between you two. Now, you just act natural and see how she acts.
Oh, I don't think I can, Hayden.
You have to. You call that natural?
I can't help it. I think my colon seized.
Hello, Mrs. Torkelson.
Oh, hi, Luther.
Hi, Mrs. Ellen.
I didn't know if Coach Fox told you. I made some muffins.
Yeah, he told me. I just hadn't had the chance to eat them yet.
I just came to thank you for the sachet. I just wanted you to know that last night I set it on my bureau, and this morning the whole bedroom smelled like a meadow. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, were you leaving?
Yeah, I was just on my way home. Is it something you needed?
Well, I figured it was okay to come in. Your door was unlocked. I just wanted to talk. I'm resigning. It can keep until tomorrow.
No, wait a minute. What do you mean you're resigning?
Well, I called the administration office this afternoon, and there's an opening for a secretary in farm sciences. I said I'd take it.
What do you mean? Mrs. Sorkelson, you've been my secretary since I first got here. I mean, I need you. You're like part of my family.
Please, Coach Fox, I have personal reasons, and I'd rather not go into it just now because I find it too uncomfortable and embarrassing. Let's just say that Luther and I had sex.
Hey, geez, you know Mrs. Sorkelson.
I think he's very uncomfortable having me here. So I'm giving you 2 weeks so you can find a replacement.
But I don't want to find a replacement. I want you. I mean, I gotta tell. Besides, I don't think anybody's really uncomfortable with this.
I really have to get to farm sciences before planting season. That's our busy time.
Wait. There's gotta be some way to fix this.
I want to thank you for 9 years of really hard work. It's been exciting being part of your team. Give my best to Christine and Kelly.
Damn it, Luther.
Luther!
I'm in here.
Luther!
I'm in here!
Luther!
Well, what the hell are you doing in here?
I just needed some place to get away and think.
A laundry room? This place stinks.
I didn't come in here because it stinks. I came in here because I thought I smelled cake.
Luth, you and I got to talk. You know, this whole thing's gotten way out of hand. I know you didn't mean to cause any problems, and I know you haven't wanted to face this, but I just talked to Mrs. Sorkelson. There's something you ought to know. She's resigning.
Oh, thank God.
No, not thank God. She's quitting because of the way you treated her today.
How did I treat her? I hardly said 2 words to her.
Luther, you can't make love to somebody one night and then run out on them the next day. It's a cold, cowardly, cruel thing to do.
You used to do it.
Come on, it's not the same thing at all. I never knew those women. Those women weren't friends of mine. I never used my real name. And I always bought him a toaster or something to smooth things over.
What am I going to say to her?
I don't know. You're going to have to say something. You or that, just out of common decency. Because right now you're acting like you're sorry last night ever happened.
I'm not sorry last night happened. I'm just sorry for the problems it caused. I'd give anything if things were back the same way they used to be.
Who says they can't?
Please, Hayden. I knew as I was toweling her off, things would never be the same between us.
Luth, all you have to do is show her some respect. I mean, how hard can that be? You've shown her everything else.
Leaving. Excuse me. Didn't you want to stop me? Were you going to sit and write me a letter? Just why are you here, Luther?
Hayden told me you were quitting.
I thought that would make you happy. You'd never have to see me again.
What makes you think I don't want to see you again?
You know what really galls me. I don't do what we did last night with just anybody. Now, I'm not saying I haven't met the occasional croupier or deckhand. I mean, I do travel. But by and large, I am very particular. And I thought you were someone special. For 9 years, I thought you were a sweet, a kind, and a gentle man. And I've always thought to myself, if the opportunity ever came up, I wouldn't mind seeing what would happen with Luther Van Damme. I don't mean a big romance. I mean just getting a little closer. Oh, and last night, you were everything I ever thought you would be. You were everybody I ever met on a cruise ship rolled into one. And then, today, you made one of the nicest nights of my life seem like something cheap and embarrassing. Thank you for the birthday gift.
I'm away.
I'm sorry. I know I disappointed you. Don't mean last night, I mean today. I don't have any excuse except to say I don't have a lot of experience with this sort of thing. I just know I really don't want you to quit.
I don't want to be here if you're going to be uncomfortable.
I'm going to be more uncomfortable if you're not here because I'm really going to miss you.
Really? Then why have you been avoiding me?
I don't know what to do. I mean, the way I grew up, if you were lucky enough to get somebody to go to bed with you, you either married him or paid him. I just... No, I really want things to go back the way they were between us.
Luther, we spent a wonderful night together. Now, if we were friends before, there's no reason why we can't be friends now. Maybe even better friends.
You'd accept that?
That's all I ever wanted.
I could still stop by and say hi to you in the morning like I always do?
You'd better.
And maybe sometime if you're free and I'm free, we could, you know, get a pizza, maybe catch a movie.
I love that.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe once a year on your birthday,
I think so.
Okay. No problem. Just thought maybe I ought to get out more. Okay. This is for you.
Oh,